Dillinger, the Hoosier, on this moment of Indiana history. Although he met his end in front of a Chicago movie theater on July 22, 1934, the nation's first public enemy number one eventually found his way back home again to Indiana. Alongside Eli Lilly, James Whitcomb Riley, and President Benjamin Harrison, legendary gangster John Dillinger is buried in Crown Hill Cemetery in Indianapolis. John Dillinger was born in Indianapolis in 1903. His mother died when the boy was three. Young John became known for such stunts as tying a playmate to the conveyor belt in the local veneer factory, releasing him only within a yard of the circular saw. Hoping to reform his son, Dillinger's father moved the family to the rural outskirts. After an abbreviated stint in the service, Dillinger returned to Mooresville and married, quickly resorting to a criminal livelihood. A grocery store holdup that went awry in 1924 landed him 10 to 20 in the Indiana State Prison. Released on parole after 9 years, Dillinger went on to pull bank heists across the state with a cadre of fellow ex-cons. Despite repeated incarcerations in Pendleton, Crown Point, and Michigan City, Dillinger and his gang scored more than $300,000 total, equivalent to $5 million today. Known to destroy a bank's mortgage records during a robbery, Dillinger's reputation for charity toward the common man, along with his movie star looks and maneuvers, cast him as a Depression-era Robin Hood. This moment of Indiana history is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.